Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopping just got a whole lot better with GoTime Bank. GoTime Bank gives you reward points when you shop, and points can be redeemed as cash with a simple tap in the GoTime Bank app. Not only does GoTime Bank offer interest rates 50 times higher than traditional banks, but it also provides 3 free bank transfers to other banks per week. With GoTime Bank, you can send, shop, and save with ease and confidence, knowing that your money is safe and secure. Download the GoTime Bank app today and open an account in less than 5 minutes. Visit www.gotime.com.ph for more details.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Adulting Millennials PH, the podcast. And once again, this is your host, Janine, and I'm back with another podcast episode. So without further ado, let's just get started. Let's answer the question, should I save or should I invest? Well, if I'm going to answer that question, my answer would be both, personally. And the reason why I wanted to discuss about this is I've been receiving lots of questions from different people. Should I save or should I invest? Literally, the answer is both, because both of them goes hand in hand. But of course, a disclaimer, I know that not everyone can invest because of how little they earn, or should I say, sakto lang sa pang-araw-araw na gastos yung kinikita nila. But then again, going back, if I have to answer this question, you have to do both. And there are actually a lot of ways to save money if you don't have enough. Ito yung marami ka naman pera pero feeling mo ang konti. Tapos wala ka naman pinagagastosan. For these people yun. Kasi I know yung iba talaga kulang talaga. So, ayun. First is of course, track your expenses. Check out kung ano ba yung mga pinagagastosan mo per month. Kasi we have this thing na tinatawag na impulsive buying. Lalo na kapag stress ka, sad ka, angry ka, or whatnot. So, yun. You have to track those. And then, you also have to identify what are those you can cut from your expenses. And of course, you have the fixed cost or moving cost na tinatawag or additional cost. So, you have to evaluate, check out, identify ano yung pwede mong tanggalin doon, bawasan, and then you have to monitor. And of course, once you have that money, so you continuously save. Now, you have enough money. Of course, you also have to slowly build your emergency fund. Kasi before investing, make sure that you are debt-free or almost debt-free. And you're also building your emergency fund and you're also insured. Because the most common mistake of people is that they just invest but they don't have savings or emergency funds or insurance. So if they need money, like there's an emergency and they need money, they have to liquidate kung ano in-invest nila. And we have to keep in mind that when it comes to investing, it's all about time. Time yung nagpapadami din ang pera mo. That's one of the factors. So, if you're the long-term type of investor, tapos 1 year pa lang, kinangailangan mo na yung pera mo, yung in-invest mo, of course, hindi naman malaki yung tubo niyan. Baka nga, magkano lang yan eh, wala pang 1%. So, ayun, you have to be strategic about these things as well.
Say goodbye to long lines and banking headaches with GoTime Bank. Download the app now on Google Play or App Store and open your bank account in less than 5 minutes. All you need is an ID. Visit their official social media pages for more info or go to www.gotime.com.ph. It's go time!
So, again, if you are going to invest, you have to make sure that you are debt-free or almost debt-free. You're starting to build your emergency fund and you have insurance. Because we don't want to pull out yung money na in-invest natin. Sayang naman. And again, yun, kailangan talaga strategic. Anyway, if you're also going to ask me in terms of savings or emergency funds, saan ba magandang ilagay yun? Traditional banks ba? Is it okay to save money using traditional banks? Ano bang mas maganda? to answer that, it really depends if you're comfortable with that one. Again, you have to do your research. Make sure that it is safe and secure. And you know what? Good thing about today is that we have options, tons of options. You can literally compare, contrast, and check kung ano yung mas prefer mo and mag-support sa goals mo. You're no longer stuck with just one or two banks to choose from, unlike before. Speaking of banks, I don't know if you've heard of GoTime Bank, but if you haven't yet, well, this is your time to actually check it out. I mean, you have to literally Google it right now, go to their website and check them out. It's actually very easy to open an account. All you have to do is go to their website or download the app, tapos just have a valid ID. And what I really love about this GoTime Bank is that meron silang 3 free bank transfers per week, which is very convenient for people like me na alam mo, pagkasweldo, we're going to transfer our money to different bank accounts. So, sobrang sarap niyang gamitin kasi meron ka 3 free bank transfers per week. And not only that, meron siyang 50 times higher na interest rate compared to the other traditional banks. And of course, ang dami pang perks so you use it sa Robinsons for your grocery, sa Cebu Pacific Air if you're going to book your flights. Tapos, yung points na makukuha mo doon, they are redeemable as cash. So, it's very versatile. It's not just for money. It's also for points. So, very okay din siya sa lifestyle mo as a person. If ikaw yun lang yung grocery sa inyo or matravel kang tao. Ayun, marami siyang perks and discounts and whatnot. So, I highly suggest the GoTime Bank app. Like, literal. Ayun, anyway, ayun na, happy lang ako right now because we have these options. And literal na life hack talaga siya if alam mo yung GoTime Bank and alam mo yung different functions ng mga different banks.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.